You may have seen produce in your local grocery store with a Victus Farms label and wondered who and what they are. In order to find out more, I met with Mike, director of the University of Minnesota's Environmental Studies Program. We talked in his office at Victus Farms, surrounded by fish tanks and water pumps and lots of growing plants.
I'm Mike Mayhew. I'm an assistant professor in the Environment and Sustainability Program at UMD. I also direct that program. It's an interdisciplinary degree program. There's about 100 students in it. And they're focused on solving environmental problems and trying to make the world a little bit more sustainable. And Victus Farms. Victus is something the students came up with. It's Latin. It means to nurture and sustain. It's a long history in the making. We've actually been working in the facility now for almost 2 years, maybe the first year setting it up and the second year actually producing things.
Victus Farms produces food using a method known as aquaponics and is located in an eco-industrial business park. Mike explained how they chose that location and answered my question, what exactly is aquaponics?
Victus Farms is located in Silver Bay's industrial park. Recently, they kind of had this idea of doing an eco-industrial development concept, and what that means is you bring businesses in, so the waste from one business is the raw material for another. And Victus is sort of designed around that whole concept. And so we came up with the idea of aquaponics and fish, using fish as the nutrient source. And plants and algae grow from the nutrient that the fish release, and they also clean the water so that it can be returned to the fish. And so that's what aquaponics is. And we're not the first aquaponic operation, you know, in the Midwest or the world, but we're probably the largest now. And maybe there's a half dozen of these operations in the Midwest. And you can grow a lot of food in a very small space. It can be in the heart of the city or in a rural area. It can be anywhere. And it can be in any climate, and it can be year-round. And so this notion of aquaponics is a real viable solution to local food. And so everybody that's working in this area, they're really trying to come up with a method that makes sense economically, where you could actually create a profit or at least generate a lot of jobs, you know, doing food this way. That's the main sort of goal of this facility, is to demonstrate an economically viable method. The other thing that we're doing in the facility is a lot of research and a lot of education. And then we're also assuming that this is going to work and that these kinds of facilities will pop up all over the place. And so we're really training the sort of the future workforce here.
Victus Farms currently produces fish and vegetables in a system which creates no waste products. Mike tells us more about how their farm is constantly recycling.
So to describe the system, you know, aquaponics in general, we grow fish in these large 2,000-gallon tanks, and it takes about 10 months from the time that your little fingerling is hatched to the harvest weight, which is about 1.5 pounds. And so we have probably over 5,000 fish in our system right now, and we harvest maybe 50 to 100 pounds a week. So that's our tilapia. And they're the source of nutrient for the system. We feed them, probably runs about $300 a month worth of fish food. And that is really the nutrient for the system. That's what gets recycled in the system. That's what supports the plants. So that fish water flows from the fish tanks to the troughs in the greenhouse where the plants grow and where the algae grows. And again, the plants and algae are taking up all the nutrient, they're reoxygenating the water, and they're treating it so it can be returned to the fish. And that's how the system just feeds off each other, the fish and plants. And that's basically aquaponics. And we harvest about 500 heads of lettuce per week and about maybe 20 pounds of basil per week. And that's about it right now, the fish, lettuce, and the basil. And we're growing tomatoes and peppers and mushrooms and strawberries, and these are all new crops that we've just started really in the last month or so. All our food right now is going to a couple of restaurants in Duluth, and then up in Grand Marais, the Whole Foods Co-op, and Jean's IGA, and the Angry Trout Restaurant. So we're kind of spreading our food around. We're certified organic. There's no inputs or outputs. It's just the fish feed and electricity. Our water comes from rainwater. That's really pretty much it. And there's really no outputs. We make soil. There's nothing else that flows out of the building. There's no herbicides or pesticides or nutrient additions or fertilizers or anything. So it's a very clean process.
I asked Mike about unexpected problems or learning experiences they encountered while developing their eco farm.
We've had an interesting first year of operations. We've had lots of problems. One of our first discoveries in our first winter was that our heating system wasn't really adequate to heat the greenhouse. And so we had some freezing plants, and we've had problems with flows. Lots of surprises when you're pumping all this water around. Hydrology can be kind of complicated, and you're never quite sure why one tank's overflowing and another is draining. And we've had some problems with pests. The aphids show up, and we've learned to combat those with ladybugs. We also have had a few problems with maybe a roundworm or even an army worm or a tent caterpillar. They'll get into the system and start eating our lettuce, which is an organically certified.
Victus Farms is a prototype for an ecologically sustainable way to produce local and organic food. Mike talks about what he feels has been accomplished so far and his goals for the future.
Well, I mean, the whole process has been really neat because this really presents sort of a viable solution to a huge problem, which is our food system is, food comes from everywhere and it's totally industrialized. And so there's this whole local food movement to try to combat that and, bring more local foods onto the scene. And of course, it's a challenge in this part of the country to have local food in the wintertime or even in the summertime. And so this is a really neat solution to that. And so there's been like a tremendous amount of interest. We're growing strawberries now, and the strawberries just melt in your mouth. You just pick them hot off the vine, and the tomatoes pick them hot off the vine. It's really nice. So the food is really good, and the yields are the amount that we can produce in this small space when it's working well is amazing. So you see the potential. It's just making it work all the time. And we've had lots of little glitches along the way, and we keep working through them, and everything's better now than it was 6 months ago. There's more consistency in the quality of the crops and fewer surprises, each month. And so I think we'll get there soon.
WTIP's Environmental Stewardship Series is funded in part by the Wharton and Family Fund and the Global Awareness Fund of the Duluth Superior Area Community Foundation.